joining us right now, a guy who's ready to go Sunday in Washington, Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah, how y'all doing? Appreciate y'all having me out here.
Thank you for coming on. Are you ready?
I'm more than ready. I'm excited.
We have something that we have to ask you. We saw a tweet today.
All right.
Boy, what a buildup. I'm nervous now.
I'm just saying, it's a tweet. It's nothing bad about it. It's just interesting.
I'm ready.
We get enamored in this city when there are unique nicknames. Back in my day, I had a Thunder and Lightning. It was me and Ron Dane.
Okay.
It was pretty good. Worked pretty effectively. I had 1,000 yards. He rushed 800 yards and went to the Super Bowl. It was awesome. In fact, the first game of that season, it thundered and lightning in the stadium. We had to pause the game. It was amazing. It's Arizona Cardinals. I'll never forget it. We saw something today on Twitter.
What'd you see?
It was, be ready. We're 2 days away, something along these lines. I'm paraphrasing. From the debut of Cookies and Cream. Is that what we're calling you now?
Nah, I don't know who came up with that one. I ain't going to lie. I don't know who came up with the Cookies and Cream. I mean
it's kind of dope, though.
I'm about to say, if it sticks, I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fans think, but if the fans love it, you know, we can do
Tyrone
it.
Tyrone and Cam, Cookies and Cream, y'all like that?
I don't know.
The ice cream is, know. I mean, that's one of the best flavors, though.
Cookies and Cream, I done heard salt and pepper.
Yeah, but that's done. That's like,
I know.
The salt and pepper.
I mean,
they had a group.
We were thinking about Thunder and Lightning, but they, you feel me, you took that already. So.
But you can't be Thunder and Lightning.
Why not?
Because y'all are the same.
No, he's 240.
How excited are you for this season to start? I mean, you surprised a lot of people last year. You had just under 200 carries, rushed for 839 yards, 5 TDs. You were a marvel. I love watching you run. In fact, I was calling that Seattle game when you had your breakout game. But how excited are you to follow up what you did a year ago?
I mean, like I said, man, I'm more than excited, to be honest. Like, I'm just ready to get back out there because, to be honest, like, a lot of people talk about, you know, the past, what I did, you know, previously, and it really doesn't matter. You know, what I did past year in college last year, it really don't matter. You know, what matters is right now. And I'm ready to go back out there and show these fans, show my teammates, show myself that, you know, it wasn't a one-off. You know, I can go out there and do it again. But it, like I said, you got to start fast. It's all going to start, you know, on Sunday.
So much of doing what you do and what I used to do is instinctual, and you learn it from doing it. You're still kind of learning this, right? You've only been a running back for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
How much more or how much better can you get?
I think the sky's the limit, to be honest with you. I really don't think there's, like, a limit to how good I can be. Like, I want to be the best running back in the NFL, like, period, point blank. But I know, you know, where I'm at right now is not going to cut it. So each and every day I have to get 1% better, you know, whether it's, you know, catching a ball, running a ball, you know, seeing a hose correctly, like, whatever it may be. Like, there's a lot of things, you know, within my game that I can get better at. And each and every time I step on the green, man, I'm trying to get better at something.
Tell me about the relationship with you and Cam. Because sometimes athletes will look at a guy drafted at his position as a threat.
Yeah.
When really it should be motivation, right? And it should be the whole cliche iron sharpens iron type of thing. Tell me about your relationship with Cam.
Yeah, I mean, it's dope. I mean, me and Cam, we butt heads sometimes, you know, but we go back and forth. But at the same time, like, he wants to be great. I want to be great. I won't say completely opposites, but, like, we're opposites. Like, he's very out loud, vocal, yelling. Like, I'm very cool, calm, chill, laid back, like, mentally focused on whatever I got going on. Like, I'm outgoing, but, you know, in certain situations, you know, but when it's ball, I'm playing ball. Cam is, like, he's a vocal leader. I'm a leader as in, like, my action is going to speak, you know. You can look at me and see, like, okay, Tyrone's doing the right thing. I want to do what he do.
Right.
But our relationship, man, it's great. It really is. It was great. Like, we bounce ideas off of each other. You know, I let him know, you know, obviously what he can do better. He lets me know, you know, what I can do better. Cause I feel like as a leader, you got to learn to follow. You know, you can't just be a leader all the time. Like,
right.
You got to be a good leader, you have to be a great follower. You got to know when to lead, but you also got to know when to follow. And like I said, Cam gives good advice. I give good advice. But I think he'll be a really good football player, man. I really do.
What do you guys butt heads about out of curiosity?
A lot, man. It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff that goes on. You know, he doesn't sometimes, you know, he has rookie duties. You know, I was a rookie last year. So, you know, you best believe I'm going to make him do the rookie duties that I was doing last year. So, I mean, but he's been pretty well about it so far. You know, he gets us our snacks. Tomorrow's the first day, you know, of a away game. So, you know, rookies, they got to come in with our lunch.
What do you want them to get?
Oh, yeah.
In my day, I think it was Popeye's chicken would come with.
That's what I do. Go get me a four-piece spicy. Go get me the fries. Make sure I got the lemonade on the side. If you miss it, hey, it's gonna be something wrong with you. I don't know what's going to happen. I might mess with your car, something.
Are you guys able to do that to Abdul Carter too? Like, is he getting rookied or is he exempt?
I'm not. That's got to talk to Byron Burns, talk to Kayvon Thibodeau. Gotcha. That's them. I'm Scat. That's me. Cam Scataboo. Yeah, that's my rook.
Other than the lack of duties you have, because you're no longer a rookie, you're a sophomore, what's the biggest difference going into the start of this season as compared to your rookie season?
I would say my confidence, man. Like, I feel really good at where I'm at. When I'm out on the field, I'm not, you know, thinking so much. I think last year, man, when I was in there, especially the first couple of games, man, I was just trying to do whatever the play was supposed to do. I wasn't trying to make a play.
Right.
If the play said run right, I'm running right. Like, that's it, period, point blank. And then once we got towards the end of the season, man, like, I was no longer trying to make a mistake. I was, you know, making a play. I was trying to go out there and make a play, like, make an explosive play. And I think that is where I'm at now. Like, every time I step on the field, every time I touch the ball, like, I want it to be an explosive play. Like, somehow, some way, like, even if it's pad protection, like, I want that to be an explosive play, you know, that come out of that. Like, whatever it may be, like, I think that, you know, when I'm on the field, I want to, you know, the people that's watching, the people that's there, whether you're watching on TV or whatever, I want you to feel my passion, feel my energy, like, because I'm a passionate player. When I get up and yell, I'm not doing that for show. I do that because, like, that's the energy I'm giving off right there. So I definitely want the people, the fans, my teammates to feel the energy, and I want it to be contagious.
I had a running back coach who used to tell me, even though the quarterbacks get paid the most, people come to watch the running backs.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have the ability to truly electrify a game with any given play. As you think about this team and this construction, it's been intentional, right? You draft yourself, Malik Nabers, a year ago. You bring in Russ, who is one of the best deep ball throwers in the game. How close are you guys to being that explosive offense that we all know Dave's wants?
Yeah, I mean, we have shown it, you know, in off, I mean, not offseason, but preseason. We have, you know, got together in offseason, you know, at Russ's. We have done everything. We have done everything that is needed to be that type of caliber offense. But we have to do it on Sundays, man. Like, I think we have the pieces to the puzzle, but, you know, who's to say we have the pieces to the puzzle when we don't go out there and produce?
Right.
You know, so I think on Sunday, like, when we go out there and actually do it, like, we can no longer just talk about we want to do this, we want to do that. We got to go out there and prove to not only, like, ourselves, but to the fans, man, like, that, you know, the New York Giants, that we don't have that offense that can't produce or that can't produce explosives. Or now we got an offense that can go out there and score points. We can score 30 points a game. Like, we need to prove that, though. We can't just say it. Right. We have to go out there and do it.
Right. You're getting people hyped talking about this.
Man, I mean, I'm getting myself hyped. I'm ready to go play right now.
I'm telling you. Look, you just said something that I find very interesting, and I've heard this all offseason, that Russell Wilson has accepted this role as the leader.
Yeah.
Right? He comes in with experience. He's had successes. He's had some failures. I mean, we can all remember what happened in Denver, and it was ill-advised, but I'm sure it's something he learned from.
Yeah.
But talk to me about Russell and how he integrated himself, like, so quickly into this team, because it feels like he quickly became the leader.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we really, especially offensively, we didn't really have that vocal leader, you know, on the offense. Defense, you had, like, Brian Burns, Dex, but, like, offensively, we didn't really have nobody, you know? So we had people who was trying to do that, but there was really no presence in that leader position. So when he came in, it was kind of already just, like, given to him, but it was also, like, he took it and ran with it. Like, he does a great job of, like, commanding the offense. He does a great job of, like, understanding who he's talking to and how he's talking to somebody, because, like, as a leader, you got to know how this person is going to respond to what you're saying. Like, some people is going to respond differently when you yell at them or get on them. You know what I'm saying?
Russ yells?
Russ don't yell. I'm lying. Russ don't yell. Russ is more positive, man. Like, he's always speaking life into you. Like, he's a big believer of, like, your words and, like, making sure that, you know, what he's saying to you is coming off as positive. So when you go out there and play again, he's going to hit you again, whether you mess it up or you made a play. He's going to throw it to you again. He's going to hand it off again. He's going to do whatever he needs to make sure that, like, you are in a good headspace. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good trait when you talk about a leader.
What is Jackson Dart like in that way?
And like
in the leader, like in your experience with him, obviously you haven't had that much, but leadership wise, what are you seeing from Jackson Dart as a rookie so far in that?
I mean, from a leadership standpoint, I would say he's very confident. Yeah. I feel like he's a playmaker. Like outside of Russ and Jameis, he is that person, I would say, that's going to take that step next. You know, obviously in the quarterback position, he has a lot to learn still. Right. But I think just from seeing him play in the preseason, seeing his energy, he's a dog. Like, and when you get a dog at a quarterback, man, everybody else is going to follow behind and, like, it's going to attract that energy. And I think that's what Dave's want. If you really look at the people he's drafting,
yeah,
we all dogs. You got me, Malik, Tyler Newbin, Drew Phillips, Darius Musau. Like, everyone he's bringing onto the train, like, we all – dog. We all have that like dog mentality, whether we're up 20 or we're down 20. Like, I think a great example is when we was playing in Dallas last year.
Right.
We was losing. I think it was like maybe 2 minutes left, but we was doing 2 minute, and me, Theo, Malik, we all making catches, trying to go score the ball. Like, you know, it's the effort that we give, even no matter what,
right,
like no matter what's going on. If we're playing, like, we are going out there to kill and dominate. And like I said, that's just the energy, that's the vibe that we have in the locker room right now, and I think, you know, it's going to take us places.
And it gets you – it goes far when you actually have the talent around you.
Yes.
And the talent that everybody, and every single Giant fan in this crowd and those that are listening on the radio have been worried about is the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Assess where they are right now.
I mean –
obviously, we don't know about Andrew Thomas. Yeah. We won't give that away. You can't give it away.
But do you know?
We'll find out.
If you do know, you can tell us.
I can't tell you. Yeah.
But do you know?
I think my PR team tells me he ought to go talk to Dave.
Do not get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, I got to go talk to Dave about that one.
Ignore that man. He's a Jet fan. But where do you feel like the line is?
I think we have a really, really good offensive line. Again, I'm going to give you examples from last year because, like, I've only been here 1 year. And when the O-line was healthy, you know, I was getting 100-yard games. You know, I was having a really, really good season. Then we started, you know, having injuries and started playing mismatch with the offensive line, putting people where they're not supposed to be or where they're just not usually playing. You know, then that's when, you know, things kind of went, you know, down south. But now we have a healthy O-line. We have the depth behind it to make sure that, like, if – God forbid, knock on wood, anybody does get hurt, we have someone behind him that's just as good, that's going to come in and step in and play well. So I think that, like, man, I feel really good about our offensive line. I think they go against the best, you know, defensive line each and every day. So, like, when, you know, the game time comes, like, they're not going to blink. There is no bluffing, you know what I'm saying? Because we go against it every single day. So when they come out here on Sunday, I mean, I think they're going to produce, man. I really do.
And I'm sure someone will do this. They will come up to you and say, big fan, Tyrone Tracy. I drafted you in the third round of my fantasy league. Do you roll your eyes, or are you very proud when someone tells you they're on your fantasy team?
He's on their fantasy team.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Sorry. I raise the hands. How many people I'm on your fantasy team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
I'm raising my hand. Fifth round. It was a steal, Tyrone.
No, man. I mean, I appreciate it, man. I really do appreciate it. Each and every person who comes up to me and says something, like, to me, that's a dream come true because, like, you know, I remember being back home in Indianapolis, Indiana, like, you know, sitting on my couch, bro, dreaming of being in this position where I'm at now. So I really can't, you know, bat an eye or be upset when someone comes to me and say something. I'm like, bro, that's dope. Like, I try to have a conversation with you just because, like, bro, that really is super cool that, like, you pick me out of all these people to be on your fantasy team. Like, so I'm going to do my best to go out there, you know, and make something happen. But, like, God forbid something happen, y'all cannot hit me in my DMs. Don't be doing that. Don't be hitting me up. Don't hit my girlfriend up. My mom. Don't be doing that.
Oh, that's funny.
I love that.
That's all right, great.
Last year, you had 192 carries. About an hour ago, Sean Morash, you're sitting on the end of the table down there, said Tyrone Tracy is going to lead the league in rushing.
I like that.
Okay, hold on. In order to do that, you're going to need to carry the ball at least 300 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's 108 more carries than you did last year.
That's a lot.
I mean, you're put together. You called me small last night.
I don't think I said small. I don't think that's the right word.
You said you're little, man.
I did. That's the word. That's the word right there. I said little. That's what I said. I said little.
Can you carry? By the way, I had 300 carries in each of my last 4 years.
Okay,
so just letting
just
you know.
A little something.
So small guys can get it done too. Can you carry the ball that many times? Like if called upon, obviously you're going to be splitting some time, obviously with Cam and et cetera, Motors there too. So, but like, do you see yourself as being the traditional every down back guy that's always in there? And can your body hold up to that?
Yes, I do. But realistically, when you're talking about where the game is at right now,
right?
I just don't see myself in there all the time. Just because, where the game is at now, with the carries that I'm given and the touches that I'm given, why can't I, lead the league in rushing or lead the league in all purpose? Like, I don't put a limit on God's blessing on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think God can bless me in each and every way. I understand that, there is some things that I might have to go through to get there. You know, I have to take care of my body better. I got to recover. I got to do all these things as a professional. But at the same time, I think that, I can really do it. I really do. I believe in myself. I think I can do it.